Are you guys ready to start this comedy show? This first comedian is hilarious. Please help me welcome Dan St. Germain.
Hello, comedy audience. How are you guys? Are you good? Thank you. Give it up. We're on the set of Storage Wars right now. Pull this up, and it's just going to be a dead guy in a boat. Oh man, I'm trying to lose a little weight. I want to get castable fat. The look that I have right now, I just always look like I'm interrupting a town meeting. You know, it's like, no, y'all don't believe me when I say I was abducted, but there was a fire in the sky. I live in L.A. now. I live in Los Angeles. I lived in New York for about 8 years. Thank you for cheering me for being in a city. I live in L.A. now. I think the big difference between L.A. and New York is that in L.A., everybody's addicted to living healthy, and in New York, everybody's addicted to working to death, you know? In L.A., it's like, I woke up, I thank the universe, I compliment my plants so they grew faster, I took a shower with Deepak Chopra, that soap made from Deepak Chopra's essence. Puzzling in New York, where it's like, I woke up, I thought about killing myself, I got on the subway, I watched a homeless guy eat a pigeon, I got to work, got fired, got a new job, met a Thai lady boy on Craigslist, saw a Broadway show, finished my novel, and tucked my kids to bed at night, because I'm a New Yorker and I'm going to keep doing this shit till the devil drags me to hell. Thank you. Applause break. This guy's killing it. Oh, I have been depressed. If you're depressed in L.A., don't compare your tweets to Mario Lopez's, because he is killing it right now. I'm going to read some of my tweets and Mario Lopez's, and I'm going to see if you guys can guess whose is who. We ready? All right, let's do this. Not worrying will bring peace to your mind. Hashtag truth. Coors Light makes showering fun. Hashtag she's not coming back. Still full from crushing it last night. Hashtag YOLO. Arby's is the best place to finish a crossword. Hashtag what's a four-letter object you can hang yourself with? Notice the people who are happy for your happiness and sad for your sadness. Hashtag share the love. Mario's kids look so peaceful when they're sleeping. Hashtag I'm in your house, Lopez. I'm in your fucking house. I'm single out here. I'm single out in L.A. L.A., it's a tough place to date. Like, if you date in L.A., it, like, slowly turns you into Daniel Day-Lewis's character from There Will Be Blood, you know? Girl's like, I'm an actress, I'm a writer, I'm a director, I'm a choreographer, I'm a photographer, I want a one-woman show, and I'm like, I don't like people much, you know? I went on a date a couple months ago. It was a really good date. I drove this girl back to her apartment. I drove her to the garage under her apartment. We started making out on my car like it was a fucking Bruno Mars music video. And she's like a 10, and I'm like a 9, you know? So, fuck you. I've been able to hook up with girls who are way more attractive than me, but every single girl has the same backstory. They just got done dating some lacrosse player, and they're like, you know, I don't need some guy with perfect teeth and piercing eyes and abs. I don't need abs. And then they fuck me, and they're like, oh, wait, I needed abs. It's like the end of an M. Night Shyamalan movie. It was abs the whole time. I didn't realize it. Now I'm stuck with some dude who looks like the dog from an Neverending Story. So, anyway, I get a call from this girl the next day. Whenever I get a call from a girl I like, I sound like the end of every Paul Giamatti movie. I'm like, please, don't hang up. Let me smell your voice, you know? And she's like, hey, I had a good time last night. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I had a good time, too. She's like, yeah, I just got a question, though. After I went upstairs and you were downstairs, did you get scared and take a shit in my garage? Apparently later in the night, someone had taken a shit in her garage. When it comes to garage shitting, I'm like a black guy in a hoodie in Florida. Guilty without trial, you know? So I told her, no, I didn't shit in your garage. Let me tell you something, fellas. If you tell a woman, no, I didn't shit in your garage, you are not going to fuck her. Not in the history of fucking has there ever been. How did I meet your grandfather? Well, at first I thought he shat in my garage. I was like, and also, did you get scared and take a shit in my, is that what she thinks I do when I get scared? Where I'm like, great makeout, but now I'm down here alone. Oh, it's happening again. Thank you. Thank you. I feel bad for women, you know, because guys, we can have a bond, you know? Look at this guy, he can be a tits man or an ass man. That's pretty sweet, right? Women don't have that. Like, you can't be a dick girl or a balls girl. That's not going to work. It's like, I'm a balls girl. I put both balls inside my vagina. I call it the devil's falafel. That's not going to work at all. Guys, we can pee outside. It's totally fine. It's like we're communing with nature. It's like we're one of the gods. Fellas, have you ever seen a woman pee outside? It's fucking terrifying. I walked out of a bar one night and there was this gremlin-like creature crouched between two parked cars, a stream of smoke shooting out of her sin hole. And I'm like, ah! And then she trapezed away into the night to suck the blood off cattle and lay eggs in a nearby school. I just want a woman who's been through shit at this point in my life, you know? I don't want a woman who's into poetry and ponies, you know? Like, I want a woman who's not allowed back at certain bars, you know? Like, I want a woman who's got a limp, but not one she was born with, one she earned, you know? Like, I want a woman who, when I ask if she does anal, she says, that's all I do. That's what I want. I'll see you after the show. The worst place that I ever performed at was in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, I believe. Is that where you're from? Yep. Get the fuck out of here. I believe Lauderdale is Spanish for pregnant woman that still smokes. I was playing at the Hard Rock Cafe and Casino. Hard Rock Cafe and the thing about a Hard Rock in Fort Lauderdale, in New York and London, there's all this cool stuff, you know? It's like in New York and London, there's like, oh my God, there's the guitar that Jimi Hendrix set on fire. There's the microphone that Janis Joplin held. But in Fort Lauderdale, it's like, here's the napkin Fred Durst wrote the lyrics to Nookie on. And here's the first crock pot Courtney Love pissed in. And here's Puddle of Mud. Not even memorabilia, we just have them. So anyway, I go downstairs to the breakfast buffet, and right next to sausage patties, I swear to God, is a breakfast DJ. And he's like, and the thing about a breakfast buffet at 5:30 in the morning, everybody's miserable, but he's still going on like it's a nightclub, like it's Studio 54, where he's like, hey, guy who works at E-Trade who had sex with a Southwest flight attendant the night before and now has to go back to Cincinnati and wear a mask in front of his wife and kids so they don't see him for the monster he truly is. You know what you need? A little Mambo Number 5. And now it is time to creep all of you out. I think the reason that I'm so screwed up sexually is that my mom used to walk around the house with no bra on and her boobies would just kind of jingle jangle. And I told her, Mom, you're going to start wearing a bra. It's gross. And she said, you know what the problem with you is? My mom gets pro wrestler manager eyes when she's angry. She's like, I'll see you in the cage tomorrow. That's the problem. You know what the problem with you is? You're not comfortable with your body. So I got home the next day, and I went to my sister's room, and my sister was completely naked. And then my naked sister chased me to my mom's room, who was also naked. And then they chased me to my dad's office, who was naked. And they got me down on the floor and tickled me. Here's my question. Was I molested? I don't know. I don't know what it was. If it was a Yelp review, it would be wasn't for me, you know? I did that bit once and there was silence. And then somebody from the back yelled, you were molested! What had to be the most therapeutic heckle of all time. Guys, thank you so much. Have a fun rest of your show.